Lisa. So last October, I was watching television, and I found myself really frustrated. It seemed like there were so many voices that were kind of just shouting at each other and over each other. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, as a church, we ought to be really clear about the voices that we listen to. And I thought, we're just going to take as much time as it takes and go through the Sermon on the Mount. And then you fast forward the tape about a month later, and I hadn't finalized that in my heart, but I thought, man, that would be really good to do. And about a month later, I was sitting at lunch with Steve Garrick. We were right in here. And Steve and I were talking. And Steve said to me, he said, you know, I've been thinking. He said, it seems like there's so many voices in the world. People telling us, well, you know, this or that, and I think this, and I think that. He said, I wonder what would happen if a church just hit the pause button and said, we're just going to walk through what Jesus has to say and look at the Sermon on the Mount and take as long as it takes. I looked at Steve. I said, you are the smartest person I've ever talked to in my life. I think we ought to do that. Didn't think it was a good idea just because I had the idea, but I took that as a real confirmation from God. And so we started a journey back in January. How many of you remember January? It was 30 below zero, cold. We were all grouchy. Nobody had tan at that point. We were all pasty white at that point. It was just, we all needed sun in our lives. And we started a journey through the teachings of Jesus. What does Jesus say about our relationships? What does Jesus say about the way we treat each other? What does Jesus say about forgiveness? And we pondered, how do we end this series? And we thought, you know what? Let's end it by just hearing the message. And there's going to be some points for you to respond. It'll make sense. It'll be on the screen. But today we're just going to read through the Sermon on the Mount, and we're going to let Jesus be the teacher in this room. So let's bow our heads together, and let's pray. Jesus, today, would you speak loudly to us? Today, would you show yourself to be strong? Would your words speak clearly into our lives? And may we sense and know that you're with us. I know that today, God, there's some people in this room that are carrying extremely heavy loads. And I pray that today, Jesus, you would be their peace. I pray for those that have received hard diagnoses. I pray that you would be their strength. For those that are walking lonely roads, would you be their friend? May these moments together, God, give us hope. Hope in you that you indeed hold it all together. So we trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So that everyone might know you. when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said,
"Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn,
for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will be seen as God.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
You are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
Shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify Father in heaven.
Unwavering is your hand. Unwavering is the heart myself to be your hands and feet. Send us out to be your hands and feet. Send us out to be your hands and feet. Send us out to be.
Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of the pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven."
You have heard that it said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder," and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or a sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Please join me in this prayer of repentance. Lord, we repent of our anger. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. In what ways have you harbored contempt for others in your heart? Please take a silent moment to yourselves for silent confession of sin. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us of our sins.
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Please join me in the prayer of repentance. Lord, we repent of our adulterous hearts. Give us clean hands and pure hearts, O God. In what ways have you been unfaithful to God? What impure thoughts have you entertained in your mind's eye? Please take a silent moment to yourselves and silently confess your sin. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins.
It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Please join me in this prayer of repentance. Lord, we repent of our selfishness in our relationships. Consecrate us for loving service to you, O Lord, and to those in what ways have you acted selfishly? For those of you who are married, in what ways have you dishonored your spouse? Please take this moment of silent prayer to confess your sin. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sin.
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Please join me in this prayer of repentance. Lord, we repent of our broken promises and our careless speech. Help us to live simply as people who keep their word without the need for propping up our integrity by making rash vows. In what ways have you dishonored God with your words? How have you spoken untruthfully? Please take this silent moment for confession of sin. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins.
You've heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, don't resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. Give to the one who asks you. And do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Would you join me in this prayer of repentance? Lord, we repent of our desire to get even with others. For you said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. The Lord will judge his people. Make us people who turn the other cheek, who go the second mile, and bless those who curse us. In what ways have you repaid evil with evil and retaliated against those who have hurt you? Take a silent moment and confess this to God. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins.
You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Please join me in this prayer of repentance. Lord,
we repent of hating our enemies.
Help us to love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. In what ways have you failed to love your enemies? Whom have you had a difficult time loving? Take this opportunity of silence to pray for your enemies and ask God to bless them. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins.
Psalm 103, verse 8 says that the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. And he won't always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. And he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he's removed our transgressions from us. Jesus knows our every weakness, and he loves us still. May you today awaken to the promise of Christ's amazing grace. This is the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Say that again. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Say it again. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Was behind.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret. When your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to our Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you should pray. Please read with me. Who in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their full reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
So I tell you, don't worry. Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, or your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
I cast all my cares upon you.
Speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
So ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. And many will say on that day, "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? And didn't we drive out demons in your name? And didn't we perform miracles in your name?" And I'll tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers."
Mm-hmm.
His house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who has built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Wretched stay with us. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever. Thank you.
the people had heard other rabbis. They had heard other teachers that came along and sat down and started to teach them. They'd heard talks before. They'd heard teaching before. But when Jesus finished saying these things, all the things that you've just heard, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. Because he taught as someone who had authority, not as their teachers of the law. He was a different kind of teacher. So today we're going to close by singing a song. And after we sing this song, you are dismissed. But this is the closing prayer. This is the pursuit of our lives, that we would have our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that we would fix our eyes on him no matter what we face. So let's sing this together, and then we'll be dismissed.
And the things of earth will grow.
Jesus, we turn our